Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
WSB 966 Mobile.
Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
Good afternoon, Aaron, KCABOA.
Hey, Rick. Good to hear from you. Just out in the parking lot waiting to pick up my kid from White Pine. What are you up to today? Plenty of sunshine to enjoy.
Well, I've been reorganizing the basement a little bit and doing a little 3D printing and so forth, and tonight is club meeting, so 7 p.m. at the Harry Brown Airport on James, if you're interested.
Yes, thank you for the reminder. I have my kids tonight, so we will see what happens with that. Sometimes they tell me last minute that they all have plans. If that does happen, I will be there. If they're going to be home, I will be home with them, but such is how things go. Taking care of kids and puppies and stuff. It's my puppy talking. I am parked safely, by the way. That's why we are talking, and there's a dog in my lap. Anyways, good on the 3D printing stuff. It seems like every time I hear you, you're printing something that's awesome. Like I said before, I've got a 3D printer, but I've only ever really downloaded things from, like, Thingiverse and printed them. And lately, I've been really having a hard time getting things to stick to the bed. I've tried fiddling with all the settings I could, including temperature and the first layer thickness and all that, but I think it's just the new mat I got. It's just not sticky enough, or maybe too slippery, or too many oils on it. I don't know. I think I'll try putting some painter's tape on it next. Anyways, back to you. KC8DOA, KD8ADA.
Well, what kind of printing surface are you on? Is it, and what are you printing with?
So I have a LotMax Shark. It was given to me. It's kind of a Chinese-made 3D printer. It's got two filaments, but the bed is 250 by 250 metal build plate. It's magnet, not one of the glass ones. I needed to replace the one that came with it because you can't get them anymore. I had to go with, like, one from Amazon. And it's got some patterns on it, which are kind of cool, but also just not adhering well enough. So I heard that there's also some, like, a special kind of glue stick you can put on it that's made for 3D printer beds, but I haven't tried that one yet.
Well, there is, and you can use the plain old school glue stick. And that works well, and you can use hairspray to help make it stick. But if you're using PLA and it's not sticking, it could be the surface itself, because some surfaces are not designed for necessarily for PLA and PETG. And so sometimes they don't stick real well to that. But if you're using PLA, which most people do, make sure you wash that surface off with dish soap and water and dry it well and then retry. Run a calibration test and see if it works. KCBLA.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I guess I didn't. I'm doing PLA. It's just PLA Plus, but I don't really know if there's a difference between PLA and PLA Plus. But I didn't really check when I bought it if it's compatible. I just assumed most are, so I should probably double check that. And I did do the kind of dish soap and water thing on it. There was another site I was looking at that recommended maybe a light rubbing alcohol to get some of the oils off. I haven't done that yet. So maybe before I do the other trick, so I'll try scrubbing it real well one more time and see if I can get some of these builds. I love making 3D, like the box puzzles that you can get. Kind of like, you know, they got different moving parts to try to open it. So I keep trying to do that one, and it keeps creating spaghetti.
Oh, very good. And like I said, you know, that works. Regal glue sticky glue paper together works, and hairspray works. So those things all help, as well as you mentioned, painter's tape, etc. Using alcohol, and you happen to print with PETG, you could have a permanent mess. It could permanently adhere, so you got to be careful with that. Back over to you, KCBLA.
Oh, good word. Thanks for the advice. I haven't done anything other than PLA yet. I've obviously looked at what's out there, but again, I'm pretty young into this, so just kind of having fun. I printed, you know, some replacement caps for my son's trampoline, you know, that hold up the net. I've done a couple of just little fun puzzle-y things, but yeah, still a lot to learn. And as time goes on, it seems like it's a never-ending learning curve. I look forward to some day where I can kind of design my own stuff and print it. So I haven't got there yet. I'm just got a lot going on, and at the same time, not enough going on. So I just need to get down there and do it.
Well, very good, Aaron. Yeah, I've started down that path, and I was using FreeCAD, and I was drawing stuff, and doing a little bit here and there, and then I'd end up getting away from it, and now I'm starting all over back fresh, you know, and so you got to really stay at it in order to be good at it. And I basically had to watch tutorials in order to get through designing what I wanted to design and so forth. And I have a kid that is a wizard on SolidWorks, and he does things that are just like, what did you just do? You know, I didn't catch what you did. It goes so fast. So, yeah, it's challenges, new learning curves.
I guess that's part of the reason we like ham radio is there's always something new to learn. Anyway, thanks for the comeback. I see my son is just about in the car, so I'll say 73s for now. But I really appreciate the conversation, and I'll try some of those recommendations. KCBLA, this is KDHABA, and I'll be clearing the file.
Very good. Also, the club has breakfast tomorrow morning. It'll be at Levi's 8:30. If you're able to break away, if you can't make club meeting tonight, that's another possibility. So you have a couple options there, depending on what fits your schedule. KCBLA.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good weekend, sir. KDHABA, maybe we'll see you.
73.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees.
YVF Mobile.
WSTI 966, second on Michigan Mobile.
Portable station, this is KC8 YVF Mobile. Just getting out of work. And I see our parking lot at work. We got some good sized drifts at. A little bit of snow, but the wind's blowing it into a couple of big drifts to get out of the driveway.
Bill Ned, yeah. You can be at the meeting tomorrow or something at 2 p.m. and second out.
Yeah, I'm in Saginaw here out on the east side of I-75 at the moment. I gotta head to the west side of Saginaw.
I'm all over the west side, and we have our meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Forest on Coast Street at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I'm out on, said the west side, out on Center and State Street, west side Saginaw, so just have about 9 mile commute, but it usually takes me about 20 minutes to go the 9 miles just to get through traffic.
All right, Roger that. I'm over on Bay Road over here. Over here near the mall on Bay Road.
Okay. Well, the sun's out. It looks nice. Vehicle's saying 27 degrees, so I know it's a whole lot cooler with this wind. And tonight we're supposed to have another cold weather warning or watch out for minus 10 to 15 degrees. Temperatures overnight because of the winds.
All right, so that's going to get the PI 964 for ID. All right, so now when you get a certain age, that cold weather ain't good for you. So you get a certain age.
Yep, supposed to have at least warmer weather, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday, up to the freezing mark. So up to 32, 33, so it'll feel like balmy weather. Unless we get northwest winds out of it again, and then that'll drop it back down to feels like temperature, but I'm ready for this cold spell to be gone. I'm tired of this cold weather. I don't mind if it's upper 20s and low 30s and that for winter time, but when we get this teens and single digits and below zero wind chills and that, That gets to me, and I'm tired of shoveling, too. I had to clean up when I got home last night from work, and then I had to do it again this morning before I left for work.
Roger, yeah, the cold weather is all down south now, and George is everywhere. They talking about how cold you're down that way.
Yep, and it's been cold all the way down to the beach south. I read an article a couple of days ago that Cuba, Havana, Cuba, had their first frost ever. They got 32 degrees in Havana, Cuba. It's the first time they've got down to freezing ever in the country. And even down in the Bahamas, they said it was 43 degrees.
Okay, then I guess we'll come down there. I left down in Atlanta, Georgia. See, it's really cold down there.
Yeah, with the ice storms and the snow and that they got, that's true. My brother is down in Florida for the month of February. He rents a house for the last few years just to get out of the cold. And, he got down there on Monday, and it was 43 degrees at the house. And he's about 2 hours south of Tampa on the Gulf side there. And it was 43 degrees in central Florida, or in southern central Florida. Not what he was hoping for.
All right, you're on that, Jeff. Yeah, you'll be able to make that to the club meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
What was that? I didn't catch that one.
You'll be able to make it out to the club meeting tomorrow. The club meeting at
2
o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. For me tomorrow, I've got a couple things. We got Saginaw Radio Club meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport out on the east side of the county. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock out there. And then tomorrow morning at 8:30, the radio club has a club breakfast at Levi's restaurant on Brockway. They're in front of Walmart on Brockway. And then wife and I have got a dinner with another group up in Bay City tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. So Sunday we'll be home, just the two of us. We'll be watching the Super Bowl. Just having a late dinner and some munchies and watch the game tomorrow around Sunday.
That we have a GRS radio meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Fudge on Coast Street.
Okay, sounds good. I'm just headed over the Saginaw River Bridge here, and lots of guys out there ice fishing. More power to them. Too cold for me to be out there. I went out a few times with my son-in-law when he was doing that up on Saginaw, north end of Saginaw River at Saginaw Bay, but I'm amazed at how many guys will go out there. At least most of them have got shanties, but I've seen a lot of them just sitting out there on a bucket, and it's kind of like, no way in this cold weather am I going to sit out on a bucket to try and catch a couple of fish out of the Saginaw River. Not exactly what I would call entertainment.
Today I must make some time to my definition today, and I'm going to get out probably tomorrow. Like I said, we'll be coming down to, we have a meeting there on Coast Street at a Fudge on Coast Street, GMRS radio meeting club, a meeting at 2 o'clock tomorrow. If you want to come out, join us.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to be busy tomorrow during that time. Like I said, I got some other things to do before wife wants to head up to Bay City, do some shopping earlier, so we'll be gone most of the day tomorrow, but thanks for the invitation anyhow, and I'm going to let you go here to concentrate on the driving the rest of the trip, so you have a good weekend, good time tomorrow, and hopefully we'll catch you again on the air. This is KC8YVF, over to you.
Have a good one, WSKI-966B, clear, and hope to see you later.
N8RHK. N8RHK, N8WEG.
Good evening, 1800 hours. cloudy. 21 degrees.
Nothing heard, N-A-W-E-G listening. W-E-G-N-E-R-H-K. Yeah, go ahead there, Stormy. N-A-R-H-K, N-A-W-E-G, go ahead, Stormy. N-A-W-E-G, N-A-R-H-K. Yeah, I had my HF on, and I thought you was on HF, and I'm going back to you, and I thought, where'd he go? And then I heard you again on the 2 meter. Yep, I am transmitting on 147.240 repeater. Oh, you're sounding good. How's your day go? Oh, them roads this morning were horrible, and I'm sure glad I didn't have to go back out on them later on in the day. Valerie, the girl that works here for an aide for my daughter, her husband come over, and him and I took the van, and we went. He had to go into a Owosso to get another part because the part they sent him was wrong. And so we went to St. Charles Secretary of State, and I got my tags. Forgot all about them. And then from there, I had another nursing home check going through mail. So I went to Choice One, I think it's called. And cashed it there. And then went from there to, no, we didn't cash it there. We cashed it in Chesning. And then went into Owosso to, he had to get that partner exchange it there. And then after that, we hit Burger King and came home. So you guys were brave enough to venture out on the roads, too, then. Well, it was okay here, you know, and then he was going to take, 52 in. And I says, or what, you could take state. He goes, well, the way that wind's blowing, it might be really blown over bad, but he took it, and like he said, it was just, solid ice underneath, maybe four or five inches of snow, blowing across the road there. And I think right now I've got 21 or 22 for temperature, and let alone 21 for wind speed coming out of the northwest. I think I actually like my 2300H better than the 2200H.
I don't know. I like the 2200H.
I like it. I like it, but this one, maybe from the 2200H to the 2300H, but it just seems, well, how Jim's got it all hooked up and stuff. I mean, it's just, I'm hearing better than Jeffrey, K8KCI. He's, the way he's got it hooked up, I mean, he's got repeaters in here and memories, I mean, just up the yin-yang, and pretty much all of them I can get good.
Did you hear about that radio I got from him?
The dual bander?
Yeah, he said somebody spilled something on it, and the buttons are sticking, which is my problem right now is I got a button sticking. So I'm going to take the head off the thing and take the circuit boards out of it and clean them up, see if I can't make it work.
Yeah, that could very well be.
He said he did it once and got it working, so I really like the radio, even if it is a Kenwood.
Even if it is a what?
One of them Kenwood radios.
I know. All the things we have to bear in life. Like with me, I've got a Yaesu 2980 to the left of it. But I'm on my Icon 20. The Icon 2300 just blows the Yaesu 2980 away. It's got 80 watts, you know, 5, 10, 30, 80. And I think this has got 5, I don't know, 5, 10, 25, or, you know, whatever it is. But the high power is 65. I mean, but the receive quality is just so much better. That's what I'm hearing. My high is 65 watts. I figured if you can't make it on that or whatever it may be, it's, you don't need to take it to somebody and have them jack it up and, you know, do all this stuff. It's just, you know, conditions play a big part in it, RHK. Trying to look here and see what power setting I'm at right now. This one here, number 4 on the keypad is high, number 5 is medium, and number 6 is low, and 7 is, I think, a minus shift, and then 8 is a plus, and I forget what the bottom right one is, but I don't use that. Above that, though, is enter. And, yeah, I'm really happy with it. Right now I'm doing 25 watts. Here go for power output. I mean, like, you've got 3 levels or 4? I got 4. I got 5, 10, 25, and 65. That's got to be what I got then. There's probably ain't much difference power settings as far as the 2300H and the 2200. Oh yeah, it's, you know, number 2 is scan on the keypad. And up at the very top, the top left button is simplex. The middle button going to the right is memory. And then the button all the way to the right on the top is band. There you go. There's 10 watts. Am I still hitting the repeater? Any watts? I'm on 10 watts. Yeah. Go down, well, 5, I'm sure you'd hit it with 5. I don't know, maybe I don't have that. You know, Jeff told me that it was 20, or number 4 was high, 65, or, you know, high power, and number 4 is medium power, and then number 3, wait, 4 or 5, yeah, number, or 6, 4 is high power, 5 is medium, and 6 is low power. So maybe I only got 3 settings. Well, that's the way mine is too. But I got a high, a mid-low, a mid, and then a low. But to get to that other one, you got to hit the medium twice. That changes that one. So medium, it goes from 25 down to what? Down to 10. My medium is the 10 to 25. I start out at 10 and then I hit it again and it goes to 25. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we, like I say, I like it. I mean, it's, repeaters that I have in the 2980 Yaesu, I mean, you know, a lot of them, or most of them are in here, but there's a lot more. And I'm hearing them so much cleaner and better than I ever did before. So how Jeff hooked it up or whatever it may be, I mean, it's I'm really, really happy with it. K-A-K-C-I, N-8-R-H-K with N-A-W-E-G. K-A-K-C-I. Yes, I just got your text. Good afternoon. Afternoon, how you doing? Oh, relaxing now and staying warm. Did he say earlier that he received it today? Yeah, it made it to Ohio today, finally. Well, maybe he'll... This is Friday. Well, maybe he'll get it Saturday, or if not, probably Monday. I would hope he'd get it tomorrow, but you never know. Go ahead, Wedge.
You know, I heard, you know, we don't get hurricanes or the big tornadoes or, you know, any of that bad weather. I heard the only thing bad that Michigan has is that it borders Ohio.
See how he is, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I understand. I understand. There's a lot about that, you know. I know that the maize and blue, they seem to think that's a bad thing. I don't know, but I bet you we could work Simplex.
We could. I was just thinking the same thing. 5-2. 5-2. RHK QSY.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get the 5-2 and meet you guys there in AWEG.
Do that. KKCI will be clear this channel. Moving to 5-2.
KC8YZF Mobile.
KC8YZF Mobile.
Good evening, Rick. Are you on State Street right now?
I believe I'm right behind you.
Or I'm right behind you, one of the two. Yeah, I'm just passing Kroger's.
Okay, that's not you with your turn signal on.
What was that? I just got a bunch of static in the signal.
I said that was not you with your turn signal on.
I don't think so. I'm in the white enclave, so driving that one tonight. I haven't drove it in a week, so I've got to drive it once in a while, keep the battery charged up.
Yeah, there was a white enclave in front of me that just turned into Kroger City Gas. I thought that might have been you.
Yeah, if you are behind me, I don't see you. So there was a gray pickup in front of me, and now there's a burgundy truck that squeezed in between. I left a half a car link in there, and they sped up and cut in front of me. So, I don't know, nobody plans ahead. They just want to squeeze in someplace and be on first.
Yep, I'm the only one on the road. Nothing else matters. Do it all time.
Yeah, I was that way this morning. It was slippery this morning going to work. And I had people pulling out in front of me all the way to work. Not a car behind me, and everybody had to pull out in front of me. And then I almost got a garbage truck going down my road to work. He came out from behind a building just flying, was going to come right out onto the road until I was about three car lengths away from him when he popped out from behind this building out in the road, and then he had to cram on the brakes and slide out to the road. I'm thinking, great. Nobody wants to slow down and take their time. Everybody just wants to rush like it's, you know, and this morning it was just slippery enough.
Yeah, the oldest boy was coming from Illinois going to a location in Wyoming to do some training. And he says, Dad, I was doing 40 miles an hour, and there wasn't five car lengths between me and the car just pulled out in front of me. He goes, I don't know what this guy's thinking. You know, He goes, thank goodness I was able to take the side road, go down that way by getting into his cell.
Yeah, that's exactly it. One of the girls at the office this morning almost got rear-ended in her new Traverse. She was coming down Washington, and this guy in his pickup truck just come flying, and he didn't know, like, he didn't see her, what, didn't slow down, and then he, as he got up there, he realized he was going to basically run into her, so he crammed on the brakes, started sliding. She seen him coming at, he's sliding. She had to go into the oncoming lane. Luckily, she said nobody was coming, so I pulled in the oncoming lane as he slid by me. He said if I wouldn't have went in the oncoming lane, he would have rear-ended me.
You know, if you've been in Michigan for any length of time, you got to know that. You know, you got to know that what the weather conditions are like and what the road conditions are like and everything else and how much space time you need to buffer.
Well, you would hope so or think so, but the mentality anymore is not that way. It's kind of like I'm first and I'm going to come through, or I'm going to drive because I got a big truck. I can go through anything, but really, you know, that big truck doesn't stop any faster, doesn't have any better traction than any other vehicle. So, you know, that's the problem is some of these people just don't understand their vehicles or don't understand the laws of physics and what's going on. There's nothing happening in their head.
Yep, they're just not. They're too busy, they're occupied doing something else and not driving, and that makes for problems. So, at least everybody, well, most everybody, there's a couple of cars up there. You can see the flashing arrow up there, but they're still staying in that lane. They'll have to jump over here in the last minute to get the right-hand side on state. Never fails. KCBOA.
KC8YVF, yeah, I'm not too far behind you or ahead of you, whatever. I can see the light, yeah, that's the way it is every morning. I take Weiss down to Woodbridge, come out to Woodbridge, which is just, you know, 100 yards from where that light is, and they must have had another water main break because it's right in front of the entrance to the drive-thru party store. It's been that way for all this week. But now they'll wait till they get all the way up to the front and then want to merge in. But luckily right now everybody's playing nice and all in the right lane since they came through the intersection to Bay Road.
Well, that's good. And the one that was in the left lane just turned and went down Durand, so that's a good thing. Yeah. So, not a very productive day. Spent most of the day moving stuff around the basement and did a little 3D printing, but not a lot. And trying to get some things organized down there. And this is not easy, but we just keep plugging away at it.
If you like my basement, I basically got a walkway from one end to the other. So the only thing that's going to help clean up mine is a dumpster. But I did. I rearranged, and wife wanted me to clean up all my ham radio stuff, so I put in a shelf, bought tubs to put everything in, or what I could in, so majority of things are in it. But I still have a whole bunch of boxes. I got Apache cases for radios and that. They don't fit on the shelf. They're all sitting on the floor in front of the shelf because the shelf's full of other things. And then, I just keep collecting more things. There's stuff I got to get rid of. We got an appointment for electronic stuff for Mid-Michigan Waste. So I got an old tactical computer, and I got a bunch of IBMs that we were using in the trailer. I've got to get rid of those and get a few more things out of there. A little at a time. And then the wife wants to do a garage sale, so I said, whatever does not sell in the garage sale, does not come back in the house. It's got to go to Goodwill or the trash or something. It's not coming back into the house.
And they didn't, yeah. I hear you there. I hear you there. Well, it's a lot of stuff we got, so I'm wondering why we're even hanging on to some stuff. You know, that's the part that's blowing me away.
NTN, I heard you in there. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, I got about 4 feet, and now I've got a car sitting with its nose about a foot in the air in the big snowdrift. So I'm not going to be down there tonight.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, I've just hit on 675 here, and I decided to drive the all-wheel drive vehicle because I know James Road, or James and both of those roads to get to the airport are going to be drifted with this wind that we're having. They said we're having like 35 mile an hour, 25, 30 mile an hour sustained winds here. So I got a foot drift in my driveway. Just when I got home, I had to drive in through. So we didn't get that much snow, but when it's blowing that stuff around, it'll drift up. So back over to you, Rick, KC8YVF.
Thank you there, Ron. Yeah, Doug, don't forget, pre-conference call is an option. You can jump on that way and join us that way. So, we're going to miss you, but I'm just saying, you play it safe. Just be wise about things. I went to work one time and didn't get there. Just, snow was going to be just for the plumbing upgrade the van, and that cost me over $800.
All right, Rick, I don't know if you can understand me quite well or not. I'm just on the HT in the vehicle here. But, yeah, you were all static on that one. I could hear about every other word in it. So I'm going to let you go. We'll see you when we get out to the airport there. So I think you're just in front of me coming up to 75 here. KC8YVF clear.
KC8YVF clear.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 16 degrees.
KD8ABA mobile.
Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 13 degrees.